This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping, seizures, various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide. The suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, GMO salmon, could it inadvertently end up on your plate the next time you go out to eat? Also, medical IDs, what I've been warning you for 20 years on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Danger of medical IDs. Yeah, Ron Paul agrees with me. Well, I agree with him, too. But anyway, we're different people, but hey, he's right. We're going to talk about it. We got a question of the day related to chromium, the mineral. Is it harmful? Is it helpful? And does the form matter? And why are Americans still eating processed meats like there's no tomorrow? Or the tomorrow that will be filled with chronic disease? We'll get into that. But first and foremost this hour, vaccine exemptions and the doctors who write them. Actually, no. Before I go there, I have to talk about my garden. Because Super Don got on me last hour. He's like, dude, you came out of the gate so strong. What do you think this is, talk radio? Calling totalitarians progressives or vice versa. Of course, no. I think I did what's in the talk radio handbook, not consciously. I didn't know, you know, that Forbes article about progressivism and totalitarianism. It's going to be offensive to some of my listeners. And talk radio is offensive. I mean, that's the thing. You don't have a right not to be offended. You could certainly turn off the show, but I like to engage intellectually. Sometimes you have to elicit responses emotionally to kind of shake people out of certain places and spaces. And, you know, if we defer to anything here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's health, freedom, healing, liberty. Health, freedom, healing, liberty. From there, if we screw up, it's because we forgot that, our prime reason for being. Now, fundamental to health, freedom, and healing, liberty, two words, freedom, liberty. You might say that they mean the same thing. Maybe they do. But fundamentally, I do not want the government or anybody telling me what I can and cannot do regarding my own health, my own body, or that of the children I'm raising. And I think that's a fundamental disagreement maybe we have with so-called progressives today. Maybe there are other things we might agree with them about. But the point is, when it comes to something so fundamental as freedom, and when you promote freedom only for a certain segment of population or a certain belief system about how that freedom should manifest, for instance, termination of a baby in the womb, that's called abortion. We don't talk about it much on the air because people are locked into what they believe. You're not going to change their minds, but I would acknowledge what is dysfunctional about a belief system that's pro-choice that says, well, yeah, I'm for choosing to do that, but not your freedom to not inject your bodies with things that might contain aborted fetal cells, for instance. Now, there are other reasons not to vaccinate. And if you wish to choose to, I am not here to use the government to force you to not do it. That perhaps is the main difference between totalitarians and those who are not. I don't use the power or engage or encourage that we should strengthen the centralized bureaucracy to go after those who are pro-vaccine and stop them in their tracks. No, I would try to do that through discussion, intellectual engagement. Or last hour we had a terrific first guest with Ann talking about bringing the love. Right? Bringing the love, the compassion. How do we get people beyond fear reaction? Now, there are physicians that are running in fear in California right now because they're going to be targeted, if they haven't already been targeted, for termination of their, you know, license, because they dare to actually sit with patients, particularly pediatric community, pediatric patients, kids, and assess their medical history and their family history to determine whether vaccinations are appropriate for them. Now, my bias as a homeopath is that vaccinations are not appropriate for anybody. But I am not going to use the power and force of government to say, you can't have one because I believe they're inappropriate. That's not for me to say about you and your kids. You get to decide that. Although I would agree that government, in promoting them actively, becoming the marketing and distribution arm of a product that has no liability, is a big overreach as far as what government was intended to do, at least in this American experiment. So I would say to roll back government's power to force, coerce, and lie about a product that has no liability. It's a product. And we come back to cognitive dissonance for our leftist friends in California on the vaccine issue. Y'all are all about, oh, I don't like Big Pharma. Hey, they cheat, they lie, they steal, they poison us. Their products are so expensive, we need to bring the prices down. And I'm the only one arguing, make them so expensive, you no one can afford them, and therefore we would have to now look at other options in plant medicinals, herbal medicine, homeopathy. I mean, I'm a little facetious in saying that, but I think about, what does it take for someone to go, wow, I stopped poisoning myself with those drugs and now I'm all better, instead of managing the disease or managing myself into 12 other diseases. And you have doctors that have the audacity to say, you know what, this product, this pharmaceutical product that carries no liability, it's like a drug too. There's not one drug that you give to everybody all the time the same way. Or ever. And yet suspend your brain and go, well, vaccines are different. Yep, we give the same dose to everybody the day they're born, no matter what. We don't take anything into consideration. And the whole shot record, you know, or proposed schedule by the CDC through ACIP, yep, it's the same for everybody. No exceptions, no exemptions. Oh, well, we'll put this narrow medical exemption window open for doctors to do only if it agrees with what the CDC is or what they call standard of care. And if you stray anywhere outside of that, despite the CDC acknowledging that their description of contraindications or maybe, well, that's a good way to say it, you shouldn't give a vaccine if this is the case, are not definitive. They don't encompass everything. They acknowledge and admit it. Yet you've got doofuses like Dickie Pan, senator, doctor, pediatrician in California, saying, yep, the only legitimate exemptions are in the CDC and what they say. The CDC says, no, that's not right. And so you got a physician by the name of Dr. Bob Sears. We featured on this show. We've even had him on this show, I believe, over the years. And he's now accused of issuing invalid vaccine medical exemptions again. Y'all check it out. Links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This takes you to another Forbes article. Different from progressivism is totalitarianism. This is about going after Dr. Bob Sears. And they say, you know, he is giving an improper exemption or exemptions. He actually takes the time to go through the family's history. Are there autoimmune disorders? Is there lupus, psoriasis, inflammatory bowel disease, irritable bowel disease, irritable bowel syndrome, gluten sensitivity, celiac, neurodevelopmental disorders, psychiatric disorders, schizophrenia, bipolar, depression? The boys examined, in this case they're going after him for one child, included psoriatic plaques on the scalp, back of the neck and ears, which indicates immune disorder by definition. The sister's exam was normal, but again, they looked through this and I'm like, this is a guy that's comprehensive. This is not just a what they call the diploma mill of vaccine exemptions. Oh, you just give me some money. And this law that they pass, if SB 276 comes to pass in California, doctors can't even charge for their time to assess a child for exemptions, which basically is a de facto ban on medical exemptions. What doctor has the time to see patients for free? Unless they're on their own time volunteering and giving away, like, what was that movie? Patch Adams, right? I think Robin Williams was in that, played that. But what kind of crazy is going on in California and has been for a long time? I'm glad you're all about organic food in California. I love to visit and eat at organic restaurants. But, man, I would not live there for a second because the government and the people that have put those people in government in position believe in running roughshod over your rights as an individual and the rights of doctors, or privileges, technically, to write exemptions. Bob Sears is a very intelligent physician, compassionate physician, and he's done more than his taking the time to assess these things. And if it's not on the CDC list, that doesn't disqualify it. Heck, if you've got an allergy, you've got a hyperimmune response already preceding the shot, which may have been precipitated by the shots prior, or vaccinate, well, antibiotics even, another medical intervention. And so for them to go after, and this is before the passage of SB 276, so you can say being a doctor, a pediatrician in California is an endangered species. You're an endangered species if you have intellectual integrity. You have certainly the capacity to assess, like Dr. Bob Sears, the history of the family, the history of the child, to say, you know what, these things on the inserts are indicated, not a good idea to vaccinate this child. So they're disingenuous, the dicky pans of the world, the Democrats in California that are supporting this are disingenuous when they say, we only want to go after physicians who are abusing their authority and power to just grant these exemptions. No, you are promoting one religion in violation of the First Amendment over any and all other religions or religious beliefs. By voting for SB 276, by the governor signing it, if he does so, Newsom, Gavin, whatever, you have basically violated the First Amendment. But that doesn't matter. The Constitution, that's just a suggestion. It's a code, like the Pirate Code. It wasn't really written to mean what it means, that Congress shall pass no law respecting the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. No, it means the physicians who are licensed is a permission slip to do that which would otherwise be illegal, are threatened with loss of that license should they utilize their assessment capacity from their training to determine that a child might be injured or killed by a vaccine based on their history. Yep, pediatricians of integrity in California are an endangered species and have been so for a long time, folks. I'm not anti-doctor. I want the doctors to have the freedom to do what Dr. Bob Sears has done a thorough examination and assessment of the history of the patient and the patient's family to make a determination that will be invalidated now by a bunch of bureaucrats at departments of health, local or state level in California, as has happened in other states or will, if you don't stand up for your right to say no to a religious injection in violation of your own beliefs. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
Ever have any questions or comments, just go to robertscottbell.com and sign up for email alerts as well. But you can submit your questions there. We've got some coming up this hour. We'll squeeze in a little while. But it is summer in the northern hemisphere, although it's like it's weird, Super Don. You know me, being in the south for much of my life. You know, you're now cooking in triple-digit heat waves. But I'm like, It's in the 40s at night up in the mountains. And I'm like, This is just weird, right? We had the summer solstice, and it's snowing in the mountains of Utah and Colorado. I mean, measured in feet in some places. And it's just climate change. It's what is different. That? I mean, climate's always changing. Yeah. So we're rolling with it. It's barbecue season, though. It's cookout season, is it not? Have you done any cookouts? Have you broken out the grill even once yet, Super Don?
I don't even have a grill. I need to.
I got one on clearance in the winter from Squall Mart, from China, probably, for $15. Now, it's not a fancy
15?
Thing. Yeah, I'm telling you.
$1.5?
You buy stuff off season, and that's the
15?
Best way to go. Yeah.
What kind of grill is $15?
It's just like one of those round ones.
Hamburger on it or something?
It looks like one of those Weber's, right? The round ones, but it's off.
Charcoal?
It's not off brand charcoal. Yeah, it's not gas.
Okay,
obviously.
All right.
Yeah. But dude, now here we go. We talk about grilling out. Most people will not grill out vegetables, although that could be fun. Or you can grill corn on it. Hopefully, it's non-GMO. But Americans apparently are still eating a lot of processed meats. The good news, they say, Americans are eating less red meat, more poultry. You know, that's not good news. Poultry is not any better.
Well, we covered a story last week or the week before that where they were saying that poultry is just as bad as red meat.
Yeah, no, in some ways it's worse. But if you look, especially factory farmed, any of these factory farmed, of course, let's go goes without saying or should. But this is not me coming out as a vegan vegetarian. It's just... Listen, the more you pay attention to your body, the more you will know what you need to eat. Most Americans are not paying attention to what they need to eat because when they have a symptom after they eat, which is telling them they shouldn't have eaten that, they take a drug. to suppress the symptom, and they keep on eating it, and then wonder why years later they're at the doctor's or in the hospital getting pumped full of toxic chemo for cancer caused by the what? Not necessarily the meat per se, but the processed meats. What's in them? And, of course, it's been factory farmed. What's in those? And so folks like Chris Barr talked about, and I don't claim to be a biblical scholar, but those that read it talk about that the meat is more like a garnish. It's a little bit. If you want and you need it, your body needs it. And I've found over the years, being the meat-eating American, right, growing up that way, having switched to an organic diet at some points in my organic life, been vegetarian, not necessarily vegan per se, and then times where I've gone off of that, and I guess they say that's a flexitarian now. And I think that's the way to be. Listen to your body. If you need a little this, you need a little that. Just pay attention to it. But the idea of eating the processed variety, what have they added to it? How have they altered it? And what do you expect when you put those substances that are synthetic and foreign and have never before been in the environment anywhere in recorded history? You put that in your body, you go, your body of course knows what to do with it. No, it has not the enzymes to break it down. And these things are destructive even at parts per million of endocrine compounds, the enzymatic compounds in your body, all of these things. And they accumulate when your liver is destroyed by Tylenol, for instance, or other things. So Americans still eating a lot of processed meats, not getting the memo, perhaps, don't care, still under the impression that they have no consequences to their action. And we've been programmed into that belief, let's be honest, by doctors or those who promote doctors. Yeah, duh, what you eat doesn't matter. Well, no, you've got to stay away from fat, of course, saturated fat. So when they tell you to do something that they perceive as good, it's not even the right information. Saturated fat, by definition, is not bad or evil. It's necessary for you. The question is the quality of the saturated fat, the source of the saturated fat. So when they say eat clean, do they say eat clean? No, they just say have a better diet. Avoid cholesterol. Avoid fat. Avoid fat. These are the wrong messages. But, of course, a lot of that is found sometimes in meat. The question is, what is the quality? How is the animal raised, etc.? Can you do with a little less? I've certainly found that as I've gotten older, that I eat less or want less. But my body is telling me what it needs. Super Don, have you been paying attention to your needs? Are you eating a cow a day? Or have you kind of got the memo?
No, I'm not eating a cow a day. I used to. I used to. That's true. Yeah. But, you know, just like you, as I've gotten older, things have changed.
Yeah.
And when I do once in a while splurge, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Whoops. You've listened. You're learning. Your body is telling you. Your cells communicate. Y'all, the best teacher is not the teacher in school. It's your own cells. Your microbiome, if you have one, that hasn't been stripped by antibiotics and vaccines or fluoride and chlorine. All right, folks, a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Our first broadcast of the week starts here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Go to robertscottbell.com. We've got questions about identification numbers and your medical records next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour,
these are people that came into the country illegally.
President Trump tells ICE agents to stand down. Originally, they were supposed to be locating and deporting illegal aliens in 10 U.S. cities. President Trump instead using this as an opportunity to negotiate. On Twitter, he gives Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill 2 weeks to come up with a plan to deal with this decades-old problem, or he warns illegal aliens will be deported from our country. In other news, a 12th American tourist has reportedly died under mysterious circumstances in the Dominican Republic. This man, 56 years old, from Long Island, New York, who used to own a pizzeria. Family members say Vittorio Caruso passed away while on vacation. Relatives say he may have had a heart attack. FBI agents on the island investigating. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
We're talking about summertime sweaters, jumpers, and now rompers? No, that's not right. Is that a onesie? Super Don, you just sent me a link to something called a romper that men wear.
And that's kind of a cool one, I think.
It's
if I was going to wear one.
Patriotic one. But
that's
but
a
it
very
looks like,
patriotic one.
But it's shorts and a t-shirt. No, shorts and a button.
It's all one piece. It is like a onesie. Yeah, except it's shorts and a shirt, but it's all connected into like one thing.
You know what? If you're going to wear a onesie, you got to wear them with the footies built in. But you can't do that with shorts, so that just doesn't work fashionably.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Hey, check out the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It lists upcoming events as well. In fact, there's a tab for that. It says upcoming events. You click on it, you'll see what's there. Also, something called V-Science Bites, for those of you listening on radio, every couple of weeks we, with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, do V-Science Bites, scientific deep dives into the medical literature, peer-reviewed articles about vaccines, whether they work, whether they're safe, whether they're dangerous or not, and not our opinion, pulling it right from the medical literature. So when they claim we're anti-science, we go, talk to that journal. We got everything we just talked about out of that medical journal, peer-reviewed. So, folks, there's a lot more than just one day a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts as well. And, by the way, we're giving away, plus CBD oil, a two-ounce bottle. We tried to give one away last week, Cafe Mocha. We had a winner, and she called and left her name and where she lives, but she's not gotten back to us with how to contact her. How do I ship her one? So we're going to go back and spin the wheel again tomorrow. But if you want to know how to enter, you've got to go to robertscottbell.com, enter your email address, and we'll send you an email. It'll tell you how, and then you could be entered into the drawing and to win this plus CBD oil. PLUSCBDOil.com. And if you want to buy a direct, RSB15 gets you 15% off of that. Also, shout out to our friends at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com/radio for immune modulation. That is what we utilize, and of course, it's very simple. And thanks to our friends at Better Way Health for providing that. All right, Super Don, any other upcoming announcements before we hit the medical ID story and a question of the day?
Just real quick, you know, there are events that are going on all the time that we would like to, you know, share this information with you so you can get plugged in to things that are happening. Mm-hmm. So over at robertscottbell.com, there is an upcoming events tab that you can click on, and we've got on there a list of all the different events that are happening soon. We just got done with I think today's the last day of the anti-cancer revolution. You can still sign up for that. Robert, I think you spoke on Friday.
Yeah, and they may get a replay weekend out if you didn't sign up.
There will be an encore weekend coming up. So if you are just hearing about it now or you were kind of on the fence and weren't quite sure, get over to robertscottbell.com, click on upcoming events, sign up for the anti-cancer revolution. It's free. Mm-hmm. And you can get plugged into that. Also coming up next month, we've got the Overcoming Hashimoto's Summit, mm-hmm. which will be starting on July 15th. And then MAHO, the Mid-American Health Organization, will be happening next month, July 19th, at the Hilton Columbus.
Yes, and by the way, on the 21st, that Sunday, I'll be broadcasting live with my friends from CV Sciences plus CBD Oil, and then after the event, heading out to a local event in Columbus, open to the public. We're just awaiting the details from Michelle Cotterman there at the Health Freedom Ohio Groups, and we'll get you that information if you're in Columbus, Ohio, the 21st of July. We got a big public event before I have to head out, so that's coming up, too, so thanks for that. What else we got going on here? Medical IDs. Okay. Let's go back to Ron Paul, Ron Paul Institute. And the first time I interviewed Ron Paul was back in the 90s or was the early 2000s? This was before he ran for president and all that fun stuff. Well, actually, he ran for president as a libertarian years before that, but when he ran as a Republican and all the Ron Paul Revolution stuff. And we talked about identification. We talked about the Texas Algorithm Project, how they wanted to ask children about their mental health. Why? To provide better nutrition? No, to get them on drugs. We know why. Big Pharma runs and controls our government on the federal and often the state level. So last week, the House of Representatives voted in favor of a Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education Appropriations Bill amendment to repeal the prohibition on the use of federal funds to create a unique patient identifier. And this prohibition, which originally was sponsored by Ron Paul in 1998, if it's reinstated, the federal government will have, unless it's reinstated, will have the authority to assign every American a medical ID. Now, what I've argued is that you already have one, de facto. And they're not calling it that. But how many of you go to the doctor, right? Go to the doctor, the licensed medical physician of the pharmaceutical state, and on their intake form, they ask you for a number, don't they? What number do they ask you for? Anybody? Bueller? They ask you for your social security number. Really? What does that have to do with anything? It's a tax ID number? Oh, yeah, we need to have that. Why? All right. Nobody stops to ask why. You don't have to put that on. That's ridiculous. But they do, so they're already tied into that. What else do they do with Real ID 2020 already? If this, again, fully engages by, I say Real ID 2020, it passed in 2005. But by 2020 October, they're claiming that you will not be able to enter federal buildings, fly on an airplane, who knows what else, unless you're Real ID compliant, which, by the way, has your Social Security number, biometric identifiers, digitizing your face, and it's a de facto medical ID. Why do I say that? Because we've seen what's happened in Argentina already, where you will not be issued an ID, a state ID, a driver's license, or a passport unless you are fully up to date on your vaccine schedule, whatever they determine it to be. And so the Department of Homeland Security, which is in control of these nationalized de facto federal ID cards, they have an authorization through the Real ID Act that says at any point in time they can add or subtract the requirements of Real ID. And so based on the pharmaceutical control of our country at the federal level and the states complying because they're not nullifying Real ID efficiently enough, that the head of Department of Homeland Security could say, you know what, we're having too many outbreaks of measles, and now in order for you to be renewed for your driver's license, state ID, or passport, we now need to tie in your medical records, your vaccination status. And since we don't have a de facto authorized, officially named medical ID card, we will just use the numbers you have been too willing to give up whenever they ask, the Social Security number. Numbered like beasts in the field, y'all. And you just didn't, you didn't object. You didn't object because, oh, well, it's just a nominee. You know, mamby-pamby, bunch of sheeple, so that even if they still prohibit the medical ID number, it's a de facto number already tied into Real ID, inevitably. Not me making up stuff. It's already in the fix. The fix is in, let me just say that. Unless you, well, compliance, consent, your real power. You don't have to. Oh, but everybody else is doing it. What did your mom used to say when you said that as an excuse for why you did something against the rules? Everybody else is doing it. Little Johnny can do it because his mom says it's okay. Really? You going to jump off a cliff like a lemming too? Folks, this is serious. This is not mild stuff. Until you recognize your power is not your power to vote. Your power is to withdraw consent and live free. Live as a free soul. A creation of God, not government. So check out this story, the enemy of privacy, liberty, and health, medical IDs. But Real ID plays right into that. And with that, we're going to transition into, let's see, one of these.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day time. This one's coming in from Australia. Christine, listening down under, as it's called. Hi, I wanted to thank you for answering my question. Evidently, Christine had asked a previous question. She said, I had not seen your response from you in over a week, so I decided to do a search of your website for more info on the topic myself, and there was my name as a question of the day. What a lovely surprise. So glad I checked. Well, yeah, this is the thing. She says, I would never not have seen it otherwise. And Super Don, this is a problem. Folks still come to our website. They submit questions, and they don't even know we have a radio show. It's like, how is that possible?
And listen, we appreciate the questions. We do.
Yes.
We want to answer them. And 99.999% of the time, we do.
Yes.
But we're not set up to be like a consultation,
writing
people and calling people. And you know, it's like, you're right, we're a radio show. So
this is free for you. You have to spend the time to listen. And you're like, I'm going to do. Sometimes if there's, I have responded very quickly in urgent cases. And spirit just moves me to do it, I'll do it. But for the most part, these questions are something that if you have it, thousands of others do too. And our platform is radio, or now people call podcast or video. And so that's where we answer the questions of the day. They're embedded in the notes so you can see that. So I'm glad you had a lovely surprise, Christine, and I'm so glad you dug deeper to find out that, yes, we did answer your question within that week or sooner. She says, I've now got my dad on selenium, chromium, and horsetail supplements as per your recommendations during a recent interview. However, I am reading a lot on the internet about how chromium can actually cause cancer, and in particular, lung cancer. That's interesting. Now, I don't promote things that cause cancer, so why would she say that chromium causes it? Well, there's a reason. And it goes into her next statement. Christine says, I could only find chromium picolinate here in Australia. Now I'm worried we have done the wrong thing. Advice? Thank you so much. Now, I'm not giving advice, giving you information. You get to make decisions about information you now have or will have. I've talked about we only promote 100% whole food, you know, mineral supplements. In other words, minerals come into your body primarily via food that you eat. And that food is usually something that's grown, hopefully organically, or an animal that has eaten that food, hopefully organically. That's how you get it. It's in a state that is designed by God to be broken down and released into your body for utilization or storage. Chromium picolinate is not that form. In fact, it's the opposite. Chromium bound to picolinic acid, which is a cellular waste product, a metabolite, a toxic poison that your body is designed to get rid of. They go, hey, let's bind it up with chromium. We know we need some chromium. Let's throw it into picolinic acid. And now you've got chromium picolinate. That indeed is the wrong form and can be problematic because it's toxic. Not as toxic as hexavalent chromium, but still not the right form. So I don't know what you have down under. We recommend innate response formulas, and they're available through Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Choosetobehealthy.com. I don't know. He might send it all the way to Australia. If you can't get it another way, it's worth it. Or come to America and get it. The difference is night and day, proverbial, in reality. 100 micrograms, three, maybe four times a day. 100% whole food. That's the difference. Won't cause lung cancer. Might prevent it, in fact. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Only one more segment to do it in. What kind of salmon is on your plate at the restaurant? Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials, and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, final segment. This is just a warm-up to our Monday to Friday show. Hope you've enjoyed it. Please share it. RobertScottBell.com. Archives available at GCNLive.com. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, World Broadcasting Network, YouTube, our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media Channel. You can find it at RobertScottBell.com. And Brighteon, Brighteon.com. Our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger, set that up so in case we ever get censored, we have an option. And it's all up there right now. And I'd encourage you to share those links, please. We have a Robert Scott Bell Show page at Brighteon, including the Science Bites, which is available exclusively in video format, 30-minute segments on vaccine science. And that's available at Brighteon as well. But come to robertscottbell.com, and you'll find it all there. And if not, ask a question. Hey, I can't find it. Where are you? Yeah, we'll do our level best, or I'll send it to Super Don. By the way, shout out to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. This is where I recommend you take your own courses at your own leisure, although they've now made them time frame, so it helps you to get through them faster. But the idea here is to educate yourself so you can help yourself, your family, your community, when the inevitable collapse of pharmaceutical pseudoscientific medicine is going to happen, just based on economics alone, not on biological bankruptcy, which there's plenty of that. It's become a church. It's a cult, a church of pharmaceutical mysticism. So we want you to know how to care for yourself and others, and Trinity School's got it going on, so check it out. All right, final segment here, Super Don, unless I'm missing anything, is about going out to eat, which I don't do very often. And if I do, I try to find the organic and non-GMO.
That's because you're an orthorexic.
Right, yes. I'm orthorexic, and so am I. Wait, that's
you live in a closet and in a cave, and you never come out because you're antisocial.
And I would rather fast than eat food that makes me feel rotten. I'm so not pragmatic of me. So if you go to the restaurant, now this is for years. I don't know how many of you know this. And Super Don, you probably do, but when you ask, like say, if you want a nice piece of fish, like salmon in a restaurant, you need to ask them, is it Atlantic salmon or wild caught or Pacific salmon.
Because farmed? Is it farmed or is it wild caught? Right.
But the thing is, they're going to go, well, no, it's Atlantic salmon. And you go, well, all right, that's all I need to know. But if you didn't know that, you'd think, oh, it's wild caught Atlantic salmon. There's no such thing. If it says Atlantic salmon, by definition, it's farmed. And I don't know if everybody knows that. So when you say, oh, no, we've got Atlantic salmon, that's farmed salmon. And it's likely not going to be farmed organically, although there are cases
where
they do
that. So you're saying
that
an Atlantic salmon wasn't caught in the Atlantic Ocean?
Correct. It's a misnomer.
Oh,
that is correct. So I did bring up something new. I apologize that I hadn't said this earlier, but that is true. Now, it's worse, though. You could be getting Atlantic salmon that is also genetically modified. Remember Aqua Bounty?
Yes.
We covered that 9 years ago.
That's right.
And this was a proposal to alter fish genes to make them grow faster in captivity so they could be brought to market very quickly. And I don't know if this was a fish with a tomato gene. I think it's a fish with a different fish's genes. This is not
it's
like crossbreeding over generations.
Yeah, no, they injected it with other fish species, and I think it was like a perch.
Yeah.
And then a different one.
To make it
remember.
Grow twice as fast as a regular salmon.
And they compare the two to each other, and you look at like a natural, salmon and compared to the one, and it's just like, you know, here's the normal salmon. Mm-hmm. This one looks like Lou Ferrigno. It's like, like huge and gigantic, right?
So they're not telling you. And I think one of the comments from the CEO or whatever, the spokesperson from Aqua Bounty, it was like, you're not telling everybody? No, we tell the restaurants. I mean, the people that buy it from us, but the people who go to the restaurants, they're not our customers. Why do we care? Why should we? It's up to the restaurant to say it. So, dude, what kind of restaurants are you going to that would sell you genetically modified salmon? There's your starting point where you screwed up to begin with.
It's not even restaurants. According to this here, let me see if I can find it here. It says here that they're going to be at restaurants and university cafeterias.
Oh, good. The Earth Muffins going to liberal colleges are now going to be eating GMO salmon. Lovely. How that's going to make them even weirder. Folks, y'all pay attention to what's going into your body before it goes into your body. Because afterwards, you're going to be paying attention by going to a doctor and getting drugs to suppress the symptoms that were unintended. Because they said, genetically modified salmon with other fish, perches, whatever. That's the same thing. Really? It's the same thing. Then why didn't it happen eons ago before man started injecting fish genes into other things? Man, I don't even know why I bother. I know why I bother. I love liberty so much. I love this information because of the benefit it's manifested in me and my health. I'd love to see you do as well or better than me. Thanks for being here. We got a lot more healing to go, but we're out of time. Back tomorrow with more powerful healing because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.